أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وحرام على قرية أهلكناها أنهم لا يرجعون.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of how this ummah of ours is one single ummah, and that our Rabb is one Rabb. Our Rabb is one Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that how people taqatta'u amrahum, their affairs and their matters, they divided it and disputed it among themselves. Allah says ultimately each and every one person will come back before us, where he will have to answer for the deeds that he has performed in this world. Allah then said to those who consistently carry out acts of righteousness and who have iman, that the effort they make will never be rejected by Allah. Sometimes the effort depends on the type of deed that you wish to carry out, and the effort is in proportion to the deed. Sometimes it's a small amount of effort, and because we have this type of a understanding or misconception that if the effort is small, then perhaps the reward is not that big and the reward is not much, and as a result we abandon the deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says every act that you do, whatever effort you put into that act, whatever amount of effort you make, whether it is to pray your salah, whether it is an act of charity, whether it is assisting somebody else, whatever amount of effort you put, Allah says it's never rejected. It is never rejected. It does not go by unnoticed in the sight of Allah. Others may not realize it, they may not see it, they may not appreciate it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِهِ. Whatever effort was made, Allah never rejected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ. Allah says, we're recording it. Every bit of it, every amount of effort, everything that is done in attaining and performing the act, Allah says, it is recorded by us. Allah moves on to explain the situation with a person once he dies, and once a community or a people, a generation has passed on to the next world. Allah says, وَحَرَامٌ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ. It is forbidden. And a people of a village, a people of a town, and this does not only apply to community, but it applies to individuals as well. Allah says it is completely haram, it is completely unlawful upon a people whom we have destroyed, أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. What is it haram, or what are they banned from? Banned from coming back into the world. أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Now, Allah tells us that once you have left this world, it's impossible for you to come back into the world. To understand this, and to maybe perhaps have an idea of its severity and its seriousness, is imagine you are told that you have one chance at writing a certain examination. You only have one chance. Once you have written the examination, you will never be given a chance to write it for a second time. Now that is said to you and that is told to you, and you really want to succeed in this exam. You know that your future depends on the result of this exam. If you pass it and you are successful, you know that the way ahead and the way forward will be successful and will be prosperous. But you know if you fail in this examination, then you have nothing to carry you forward. Think about the effort you are going to make. Think about the days and the nights that you will spend studying and preparing for that examination. Today, even though we know that we will be given a second chance, we still make so much effort because we don't want to repeat something that we had spent much time on. In the same way, we are in the examination room. And Allah has made it clear to us that once you leave the examination room, once your test is done, your exam comes to an end, you leave the examination room, you are transferred to the life hereafter, you are not going to come back. You're not going to be given a chance to rewrite the examination and to relive the moments that you are allowed to live in this world. Allah says, وَحَرَامٌ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ. It is completely haram. And a people of a village which we have destroyed, it is completely haram and they are banned from coming back into this world. حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ. So the door of Tawbah is now closed. In fact, the door of Tawbah, the door of repentance, closes as the soul is being extracted from the body. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is prepared to forgive you, and Allah is prepared to accept your forgiveness, your repentance, so long as the soul does not reach the throat. Meaning at that point, look at Fir'aun. Fir'aun made Tawbah. He turned to Allah. He sought Allah's forgiveness. But at what stage? At the time when he was leaving this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Fir'aun and said, Al-an, waqad asayta min qabl. Now you are making Tawbah. Now you are making Tawbah when you have realized that you are moving on to the next world and into a different realm. So at that point, Tawbah is not accepted. And that's when the door of Tawbah is now closed. Hatta idha futihat ya'juj wa ma'juj. Allah speaks of one of the major signs of Qiyamah. And we have discussed this in detail in Surah Kahf, the nation of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us that when the serious and when the major signs of Qiyamah start taking place, then that also marks the end of Tawbah. Those major signs, the major signs that occur are also indicative of the fact that the world is coming to an end, which means the time for Tawbah and repentance is coming to an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, until when Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be released into the world. We explained of the barrier that was built between them and the rest of the world, between them and other communities in the upper, further, northern parts of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they are released, وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how they will come into this world. Allah says, from every, now we spoke of how they were blocked or they were sealed off behind certain mountains. Allah speaks of their release. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they are released from high, every high mountain, you'll see them running down, you know, with great desperation and with one thing on their mind, and that is to spread carnage and to destroy whatever comes in front of them. Allah says, when Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be released, وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ, and they will be running down and rushing down from every high place, every hill, every high mountain. That will mark one of the major signs of Qiyamah, which, as we said, will mark the imminent closure of the door of Tawbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.